Business News.
Thanks, Gavin. Over €1 billion worth of loans are available through two of the main COVID support schemes designed to help businesses get back on track. However, figures published this morning show that just €180 million worth of these loans have been approved in the 3 months to August. The Working Capital Scheme and the Future Growth Loan Scheme are both operated by the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland. We can speak now to its CEO, Nick Ashmore. Nick, you're very welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Before we get on to the uptake levels, can you very briefly outline the purpose of these two schemes?
Yeah, there's two schemes that we're announcing the update on. The COVID Working Capital Scheme, which is a short-term three-year loan scheme that's been adapted from a previous scheme, the Brexit Loan Scheme. It's available to help businesses with the short-term working capital needs as they respond to COVID. And we've seen over 800 businesses sanctioned with over $100 million of lending under that scheme. The other scheme is the Future Growth Scheme, which is our long-term investment scheme. It's actually been up and running since last year. And the first $300 million of that scheme is actually now fully allocated. But since the start of the COVID crisis, we've seen $80 million sanctioned to that scheme to over 300 borrowers. We've also brought forward an additional €500 million of support within that scheme in addition to the original amount.
So just over 1,000 businesses then have been approved for loans under one of these schemes since May. That figure seems pretty low at a time when many businesses are struggling. Why is that?
I think it's a factor of the uncertainty that businesses face. Businesses have been able to access a wide range of supports, and most importantly, the wage subsidy scheme, which has kept the wolf from the door in many cases. And also, as they've shut down their businesses, they've been able to contain their costs. However, borrowing is not something any Irish business takes lightly. And as they look forward into the future, it's not a very clear picture. So it has taken businesses time to figure out what they need to borrow and when they need to borrow it, and how they're getting on and doing that. But reflecting the fact that this is a long-term issue and it's going to be around for some time, between these two schemes and also the new COVID credit guarantee scheme, which was launched last week by the Tornister, which is a €2 billion scheme, we've now brought to the market over €2.6 billion of extra additional credit support for SMEs to help them out over the next few years.
There has been huge criticism about the accessibility of supports throughout the pandemic. Is it a difficult process applying for these schemes?
We don't think so. The two schemes we're talking about this morning, we have a straightforward eligibility process. We complete that turnaround. We turn around the forms for that in about 48 hours, and then it's into a normal bank application process. I think the fact that we've been able to see the Future Growth Loan Scheme draw or sanction all $300 million of its initial funding in about 8 months shows that businesses are able to access the schemes effectively. However, with the very large-scale $2 billion COVID credit guarantee scheme, we've taken away the eligibility check, and businesses just apply straight to the banks for that scheme.
So which institutions offer these loans then, and how do the rates compare to current market rates?
So the COVID Working Capital Scheme is available through AIB, Bank of Ireland and Ulster Bank, and the Future Growth Loan Scheme is through the same banks, but also with the addition of KBC. And we're hoping, or we know within the next couple of weeks, we'll bring forward two more institutions to deliver the Future Growth Scheme. So the interest rates on these schemes are very attractive. The COVID Working Capital Scheme is a three-year loan at a fixed rate of 4%. Typical rates for working capital schemes are anything from 5.5% up to maybe 8%+. And then on the Future Growth Scheme, which is a much longer term scheme for loans for 7 to 10 years, we have two levels. Loans up to $250,000 are at rates below 4.5%, and loans above that are rates below 3.5%. Now, the banks apply their own rates and they compete in the use of that funding. So if you shop around, there are lower rates available. And we've seen even lower rates come through with the new COVID CGS scheme as well, where rates are coming down as low as 2.5%.
Okay, Nick Ashmore, CEO of the Strategic